House Democrats block consideration for American energy independence from Russia Act for the fourth time. By Jacob Bliss on March 31, 2022. House Democrats blocked a motion by the Republicans on Thursday to consider a bill for the fourth time that would have allowed the United States to be energy independent from Russia as they recently invaded Ukraine. Republicans offered a motion to block the previous question on the House floor. If the previous question was blocked, the House could consider Republican-led H.R. 6858, the American Energy Independence from Russia Act, to support American energy production across the country. However, Democrats blocked the motion in support of the bill on the same day that President Joe Biden urged American oil companies to start producing more oil and threatened them with punishment if they did not respond. If the bill passed, it would have provided a solution Biden is looking for by supporting the production of American energy across the country and helping lower the rising cost of gas. On Thursday, the bill was offered by Representative Michelle Fischbach, RMN, who offered up the bill earlier in the month as well. However, it was shot down, for the fourth time, as 218 Democrats in the House voted against the motion, and 4 did not vote. The bill, which was initially introduced by Reps. Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWE, and Bruce Westerman, RR, to promote American energy independence at the end of February. The bill would have immediately approved the Keystone XL pipeline, removed all restrictions on liquefied natural gas, LNG, exports, restarted oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters, which Biden's administration halted, protected American energy and mineral development from attacks by the administration, require the administration to submit an energy security plan within 30 days and requires Biden's energy secretary to develop a plan to replace oil drawn down from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR. As House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, has called for the U.S. to replace Russian energy with American energy independence and accelerating energy exports to our allies to show strength to deter adversaries in the past, Biden has instead looked to countries such as Venezuela and even possibly Iran for oil, until he finally reversed course on Thursday by urging oil companies to start producing and accusing them of hoarding federal oil leases. Several House Republicans spoke on the House floor in support of this resolution. While Putin continues to wage war on Ukraine, exposing our dependence on Russian energy, Biden continues to wage war on our domestic oil and gas industry that provides sustainable, reliable energy to the American people, Representative Kevin Hern, ROK, said on the House floor. This week, Biden doubled down his attack by releasing a budget that includes an astonishing $45 billion in tax hikes on American energy producers. In his budget, President Biden has chosen to put solar panels ahead of natural gas. He has chosen to put windmills ahead of coal. He has chosen the Green New Deal ahead of Pennsylvanians, Representative John Joyce added, slamming Biden's poor decision-making. Now the president has decided to ridiculously release oil from our strategic petroleum reserves without a concrete plan to refill them. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.